One of the more fascinating, I don't know if I'm going to use the word studies, let's say surveys, that I've seen, involves looking at whether it makes any difference for a homeschooling mother to have a degree, an advanced degree, no degree, no graduation from high school. They essentially said those children who are home educated by mothers with high school educations, with part college educations, with a college degree, with certified teacher status, with a master's or beyond, does that make a difference in how the kids achieve, as measured by standardized testing? Well, if you have a PhD, your kid's going to be really smart at home. Less smart if you have a college degree. Less smart than that if you have part of a college degree. If you have no college, then less smart. And then if you didn't graduate high school, less smart. I'm lying. I just wanted to get you homeschool mothers' attention. That is not what the study said. I repeat, that is not what the study said. My fear is that somebody just got out of their car and only heard that part of it and then turned the radio off. Here's what the study says. It makes no difference. That's right. You homeschooling moms, if you graduated from high school, if you had some college, if you graduated from college, if you had an advanced degree, if you're a certified teacher, makes no difference in your kid's achievement. The only place where there seemed to be some difference is in math, technical stuff, if a mom did not have a high school education. How can this be? How can this be? Are we saying that it makes no difference if a person goes into a classroom in a school setting and they're not college educated? Are we saying it makes no difference if they have a master's degree? If it makes no difference if they're certified? It makes no difference if they had 2 years of archaeology? Is that what we're saying? No. That's not what I'm saying. I don't know what we're saying. We are comparing two different things. I was in the schools for many, many, many years before I became a little older shrink. And I watched teachers, consulted the teachers, sat in classrooms, worked with the kids. 15 years worth. 11 school districts, something like that. Worked with the worst behavior problems. And that was just the teachers. No. Kidding. So, I have a soft spot for teachers. I think teachers are the backbone of the education system. I think the system's got a lot of goofy ideas. The poor teachers have to try to implement them or live with them. Am I saying, then, that this whole idea of training a teacher for a classroom is useless? No, I'm not. Although, I'd like to see a different kind of training. But anyway, that's another show, another time. What I am saying is this. The home environment where a kid is taught is distinctly different from a classroom environment. The average homeschooling mother might have a difficult time transitioning into a classroom setting with 20 kids. You need experience. You need a sense. You need some ideas, some training on how to manage and handle 20 different kids. Although some of you homeschooling mothers with your 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids all at various levels, I don't know if I'd want to mess with that. My wife did it. She homeschooled 10 kids for 2, 3 years before a couple of them graduated. What I am saying is that the reason the homeschooling mom does as well with her kids, whether she's a high school graduate, college graduate, certified teacher, or postgraduate, is because the main variable here is the heart of the mother, the commitment of the mother. That is her child. That is her child's. As much as a teacher might care for those kids, they're not her children or his children. Therefore, the critical variable is the maternal commitment. Another critical variable, you're only doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids. Or in my wife's case, 10. But she went nuts, so only temporarily. You're not doing a whole classroom. One-on-one is more what you're doing. All education theory, all education results will tell you the closer you get to one-on-one, the better results you get, obviously. So it doesn't come as a surprise to me that mothers who graduate from high school, for the most part, have kids who achieve at the same levels as mothers who are certified teachers. That doesn't surprise me, because that's not the critical variable. It may be a critical variable in a classroom setting where you got multiple kids and kids who are not of your own family. But it isn't the critical variable at home. So, homeschooling moms, next time somebody looks at you and says, I don't know how you do it. How can you do it? You're not a teacher. How can you do that? You smile, that knowing homeschool mother smile who knows all kinds of subject matter. You know, if I ever go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, my lifelines are going to be all homeschooling mothers, because they know everything about everything except pop culture. I just got my butt kicked in pop culture on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I basically made about $100 on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire because I don't know anything about pop culture. But you homeschooling mothers just smile when somebody says to you, how can you do that? You're not a teacher. You just smile and say, well, you know, it doesn't make any difference. At home, anyway. 877-766-3777. Now, if you want to call in here and do what that guy said at the top of the program, which is to talk about issues, we're going to put you on the issue line. Matt got control of the issue lines over there. We're not putting anybody in on an on-air line who's talking issues, especially anger management issues. If you want to talk about stuff, then I'll put you straight through. 877-ROME-777. I'm Dr. Ray. Thanks for joining me. Matt, I'll be back.